Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Robert?
I'm sorry, he's at work.
Oh, when would be the best time to reach him at?
Oh, let me think. He won't be home tonight until 10:30. And tomorrow, I'm not sure what his time would have to be after the New Year's, I'm afraid.
Is this Mrs. Judith?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Judith. This is Monica. We're calling from Family First Home Care. The reason why I was calling is because I wanted to just check in with Robert on his requirements to get started with you. I see that we just received the authorization for the start of care for the 2nd of January. But in order for him to start working and get paid, he needs to complete all the requirements that we sent him.
Well, he hasn't received anything in the mail that I know of.
Not in the mail. We sent it to him via text. It's a couple of links that he needs to complete. In addition, he sent us his IDs, his TB test. But I don't know if he's up to date with all of that because I haven't had an opportunity to speak with him.
No, I'm not sure. The only, like I said, he has a really weird schedule. Now, he won't know what he's doing for next week until this Friday. So, and I don't know what he's doing. I don't know his schedule for tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, do you think that I should text him again the requirements that are needed? Or do you want me to text you the requirements?
Well, I can't use the computer because I can't see. I have macular degeneration. If you already did it, then, it's on his, I'm trying to think, because like I said, I don't use the computer. Mm-hmm. Is it on his?
So this is the only number that I have on file for him. So we would have probably texted this number here, the one ending in 8690. Does he have maybe like an email address? Or another phone number
yes,
where I can
does,
send the information?
It's new, and I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Like I said, no, he didn't talk to you today, did he?
No, I haven't spoken to him at all.
Okay, then he talked to Miss Burry. Does that sound right?
Miss Burry, let me see. No, I don't see any Berries in our agency that he spoke with.
Right.
No,
well,
I don't see anything
What would you suggest?
I mean, I'm not sure because I would need to speak with him, but if he doesn't know his schedule for the next week until Friday, then I guess the only thing we can do is just try to reach out to him on Friday.
Okay, this Friday should be fine.
Okay. So I'll try to reach back out to him on Friday. If you hear back from him, he can always call me at this number. This is my direct number.
All right, hold on. I have to get a pen.
Sure.
90% of the time I get it, and I'll start writing with it, and it runs right out of ink.
Oh, no worries.
Sorry, I can't find a pen. I think I found one. Okay, first of all, I'll need your name, young lady.
Sure, it's Monica.
Would you spell that, please?
Sure, it's M-O-N.
N.
So
yes.
N like Mary, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, I like India, C like Charlie, A like Apple.
Okay.
Okay.
And your phone number?
It's 267.
It's running out of ink.
Yes, 267
7
mm-hmm.
Yes.
551
551
74
74
22
22 And your hours?
So I'm in the office from 8 a.m.
8 a.m. till
mm-hmm. till 3:30 p.m.
3:30. Okay. If I don't hear from you, then I'll tell him to give you a call Friday.
Sounds
but
free.
I'm not sure what time that would be, so I'm going to have to leave it open-ended.
All right. No worries, Mrs. Judith. Thank you very much for your assistance. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.